Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zavar is here. Jeff's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Going all the way back to the previous century, the last millennia, 1999 to be specific. We've already had his 18th anniversary with us, and he's a party of one operating his home-based business out on Main Street. He's an award-winning journalist. If you need words done, that's what he does. He's the wordsmith. He's the word man. He's the author of three books on home-based business, and he's our good friend Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Always a pleasure. I appreciate your having me.
Good to have you back. We're always glad you're here. So I've been lucky all my career to, especially since I've been on my own, that I've always gotten paid. I say I've always. I probably lost a couple of three small things. But I have had times when people took a long time to pay. And sometimes they were corporate, major corporations that I thought I was going to have to sue. But you actually had to resort to that recently, didn't you?
Yeah, exactly. And it's interesting because in 28 years, almost 29 years of business, I've been stiffed twice, whole on stiffed twice for a total of about $2,000, which I think that, you know, larger companies and other companies sort of budget deadbeats into their annual.
Oh, yeah, bad debt, right. Everybody does.
Yeah, they budget bad debt into their annual numbers. Where,
just like inventory shrinkage.
Yeah, exactly.
Or theft.
Exactly. So, which in a way it is, you know. So, I've had a pretty good run of that. But yesterday, I just got a check from an attorney that I had to hire to collect a debt from a client who had refused to pay.
Huh.
And I had gone through the whole machinations and the sort of the process of encouraging, sweet talking, threatening the dogs,
right,
offering a settlement, and then eventually hiring the dogs.
Is this is this the same guy that you told us you told us about a process you went through
still
to try
in the
to
process.
Get that was a separate a
this
separate
is the only one.
No, but I mean that was a separate scenario because in those days you were telling us about how you went the process the steps you went about to try to get the customer to pay you.
Right. Well, there was
and this
there was
is a process
another,
about how you went through the legal.
Right. And there was another situation that I went through where through a combination of events and you know mess ups on my part, I let a debt with a client billables just grow, receivables grow, just you know up to five figures, and then mm-hmm. but he and I both got acrimonious, just very argumentative
right.
over it,
right.
and because I threatened to call the dogs, threatened to call collections, and eventually we worked out terms, and I got paid out over the course of 2 years, which you know met his needs for a timetable and mine to get paid, and
right.
I collected every dime on the dollar. And
this went through the courts.
This went through attorneys. It did go through the courts because we had to file motions and we had to file the only thing that compelled this gentleman to pay, aside from getting an order from the court saying pay, is mm-hmm. we also got an order we would schedule depositions to have him bring his books and show us how much he is making.
That'll motivate you to write
yep,
a check.
Yeah, compelled to.
So did he have to pay your expenses?
He is in the process of paying everything, including
wow.
expenses.
Wow.
So, and I just got a check yesterday, less the 30% that the,
right.
that the my dog takes.
Right.
And she's been great. And she just, you know, but we've had to use more sticks than carrots.
Mm-hmm.
And what's
the lesson? What did you take away from this?
It's my money. And it was not a matter of letting the receivable, like in the previous situation, I let the receivables just grow too high through inaction on my part and not holding the line. This guy,
right.
I jumped on it and I offered terms and I was sweet with him. You know, I don't want to say sweet, but I talked kind with him in the beginning and then it got acrimonious. It just got very, you know, sort of.
How long did you let him go before you cut him off?
I'm trying to think of when it began because it's been going on over two years.
Was he still trying to use you while you were trying to collect him? from him?
At the point when we went to collections, my attorney said you were to have no more contact.
No, no, no. But I mean, was he at that point? Was if
well, what
you,
happened?
You get the
was,
feeling that he would let you go on indefinitely using your time,
absolutely.
But not paying?
They all do. They all do. Yeah. But the issue here was he's a magazine publisher, so we have long lead times to begin with.
Right,
anyone
right.
who writes for magazines knows that I may deliver an article today or a package today. It might not publish for 2 months, and then it doesn't pay for 30 days
right,
after publication.
Right.
That's just standard operating procedure.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be almost 90 days before I'm
right.
before I'm considering being late. So, you know, I think it went for about 6 months of, mm-hmm. of deliverables and then non-payment for me to say, hey, what's going on here?
So the first step you took was to try to collect with him. And you tried for how long before you...
I tried for probably 6 to 8 months,
okay.
maybe
then,
a little bit longer.
Then you turned over to a lawyer?
And then I hired a lawyer, and...
And even when he had first contact with a lawyer, he continued to resist?
He continued to resist. He continued to force us to go through the channels that we needed to go
wow.
through. And this was after, you know, again, this, it was probably closer to 9 months, because this was after the term of, you know, magazine publishing.
When you know, was the last time he gave you a check till you got this new check? How much time between?
We're going about 45 days.
No. I mean, from the time he actually paid you in good faith.
Oh. He,
the bill you gave
me
probably... A year?
Longer than that,
oh, yeah.
because it took time to
so
get.
So for the time you realized you need to cut him off till you got started getting
yeah, like
some money,
9 months.
Was nine months?
Months, but that
okay.
but that wasn't a matter of that again
right.
the cycle.
Pretty,
of
that actually is pretty fast.
Yeah, I mean it was the cycle of publication just got in there and
right.
and you get a feel for somebody when they make you promises that okay.
Well, I just wanted to let people know that when you start a process like this,
right?
Once you throw down the gauntlet. You know, everything stops in terms of you know, progress getting paid until
right.
the system kicks in again and the new system kicks in.
Right.
So
it's
my
a whole
point
different
is
clock
my point
that
is,
takes
is,
over.
Is this is where you are. You're sitting there thinking, the guy says, look, I'll pay you in 60 days.
Right.
I'll have the money in 60 days. And you're thinking, okay, is that 60 days or is that adding 60 more days onto the ultimate legal process I'm going to have to go through?
Right.
Which means now it's going to be 2 years before I get my money.
Right. And we're still in the process. You know, yeah. I mean, we're down to...
He hasn't paid you all of it. He hasn't
paid me all of it, and we've gotten to a point now
so this
where...
This is the ugly mess that you get into, folks, for some people. And Jeff, when we come back, I want you and me to talk about what you and I've learned about who to extend credit to from the beginning. I got some thoughts on that. In other words, don't realize that you made a mistake. You might be able to see some things from the beginning. We're going to talk about that after these messages. 20 after, right back with Jeffrey Zabar. GotWords.com is his website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.